USA Radio News with Chris Barnes.
Sexual assaults in the U.S. military on the rise still, as a new Pentagon survey shows they were up last year to over 20,000, the highest in 5 years. It finds members ages 17 to 24 and female are at the greatest risk of sexual assault from their peers. Today is the National Day of Prayer. It was observed at the White House last night when President Trump and the First Lady hosted a dinner for over 100 faith leaders.
We're proudly joined by leaders representing many of the world's great faiths, Christians, Muslims, Jews, Sikhs, Hindus.
At a hearing in London today, WikiLeaks founder Julian Assange declared he will not surrender to a U.S. extradition request that was issued because of his alleged role in the release of hundreds of thousands of classified U.S. documents. And this is USA Radio News.
Flip your space with a beautiful new floor from Lumber Liquidators. This week, get easy-to-install laminate in best-selling styles like Tobacco Road Acacia and Antique Farmhouse Hickory 20% off. Or get the exotic look of Silverstone Bamboo for 20% off. Don't want a DIY? We can arrange the installation for you. Plus, get special financing so you can get started today. Sale ends Tuesday at Lumber Liquidators. Beautiful floors for less.
Pros know doing it right means buying in bulk to save yourself some time and save money, too. Lowe's can help by having the right quantities of the masonry supplies you use most in stock and ready to go when you are. And at the right prices, because you can get 30% off Sacrete or Quikrete 80 or 90-pound bags of concrete when you purchase a pallet or more every day. Save even more time ordering ahead online at lowesforpros.com, and our pro loaders will be ready to load you up so you can get back to the job site. Do it right for less. Start with Lowe's. Brand and size varies by location. See Pro Desk for details.
The Justice Department says Attorney General Bill Barr will not make an appearance before the House Judiciary Committee hearing today because the committee has required that he take questions from its staff attorneys as well as from lawmakers on the committee. The department calls such a request inappropriate, unnecessary, and unprecedented. The Democratic chairman of the committee, Jerry Nadler, says of Barr's refusal to show up for the hearing,
he is terrified of having to face a skilled attorney.
More severe weather set to hit the heartland today. Not necessarily tornadoes, but forecasters say the southern plains and Mississippi and Ohio valleys are in for damaging winds, lightning strikes, and heavy rains could bring flooding in some urban areas. Drake is now the most decorated Billboard Music Award winner ever. He picked up 12 of the 17 awards he was up for last night. It brings his total number of Billboard wins to 27, passing Taylor Swift's 23. And this is USA Radio News.
Now you can fly anywhere in the world and pay discount prices on your airline tickets. Book a flight today to London, Paris, Madrid, or anywhere else you want to go. And pay a lot less guaranteed. Call the International Travel Department right now at Low Cost Airlines.
800-215-5141. 800-215-5141. That's 800-215-5141.
What had been the Kentucky Derby favorite horse is not going to be running in Saturday's race now. Omaha Beach is being scratched from the 145th running of the event at Churchill Downs after his trainer said Omaha Beach began coughing recently and they've decided it's best to scratch him from the big race. Game Winner, trained by Bob Baffert, is now the favorite to win the Run for the Roses. U.S. House Democrats are looking to approve a bill today that would keep the U.S. in the 2015 Paris Climate Agreement. In 2017, President Trump announced he would pull the U.S. out of the accord as soon as possible, which would be November of this year. The agreement, signed by almost all of the rest of the world, does aim to reduce carbon emissions in an effort to slow the effects of climate change. Yesterday, House Majority Leader Steny Hoyer said the Climate Action Now Act is a first step to get Congress off the sidelines when it comes to beating the challenges posed by climate change. And the popularity of e-scooters is causing a rise in head injuries. A new report from the CDC says there's been a surge in emergency room visits for fractures and dislocations and head trauma ever since electric scooters have become widespread. The study determines that many e-scooter injuries could have been prevented if riders would wear helmets and were more careful around other motor vehicles. And for USA Radio News, I'm Chris Barnes.